You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
The first time Alan asked me, I wasn't sure. One year on, I didn't know if I'd have the strength to stand here, talking about the flood and losing my beloved wife, Frieda. But as you know, Alan's a hard man to say no to. And when I looked at the readings for this morning, Psalm 63 struck a very deep chord. Where David, lost in the wilderness, speaks of meditating in the night watches. Ah, there's been plenty of those this past year. Nights I've lain awake asking, why Frieda, not me? For a long time I was too angry and upset to hear an answer. But as the psalm says, the Lord upheld me the whole time I felt deserted. Prayer was my source of strength. And so was the kindness of everyone around me, my own family, and so many of you sitting in front of me this morning. Those who took time to share a kind word or memory with me during the year, and those who've made our old home fit to live in again after so much destruction. Oh, it looks a picture now. And I'm specially grateful for the advice about choosing new furniture. Frieda wouldn't have trusted me to do that on my own. 12 months ago, I thought I'll never go back to our bungalow on my own. But a year of talking to God in the night watches, a year of loving kindness from those around me, I have been answered. At last, I'm ready to look forward again, as well as look back. And yesterday, I finally went home.
Sit down, Tom.
Was this a bad time?
No, I've been tidying Henry's room. That's why I'm still in my dressing gown.
Relax, Helen. I'm not the pyjama police.
Well, I was just about to have a shower. But if it's about the shop rota... Well,
that's one of the reasons I'm here.
Right, well, you better wait for Rob. Go on, sit down.
It was you I want to talk to.
Oh, no, he knows much more about it than I do. He'll be back with Henry soon. Ursula persuaded them both to go to church.
Yeah. Mum said they might be doing that, which is partly why I've come round now.
Oh?
Well, it's not just the rotas I want to talk about.
Yes, I expect the hall will look marvellous when the work's completed.
Yeah, we've still got to finish sanding the floor.
I thought Harrison was seeing to that.
Burnsy tends to get the glory, but there's a whole gang of us, Mrs. Tregoran. I've roped in a few teammates as well.
Highly commendable. Now, I don't want to hold you up, Toby.
Oh, you're not. We're not doing any work today. Not till Burnsy gets the sander back.
Well, whenever it's done...
I'm meeting a couple of the guys now at the Ambridge Tea Room, hoping a good brunch will shift our hangovers.
Hangovers?
Oh, don't worry. Not a real brain crusher. But brunch got me thinking about eggs. So when I saw you passing the hall, I decided, let's ask Mrs. T's opinion.
About eggs?
High-quality, pastured eggs.
Oh, this is a sales pitch.
Not quite. You'll have to be patient, I'm afraid. The hens aren't here yet, but we're starting to build a bit of a buzz.
Are you?
When we're ready, the difference will be like, well, buying a champagne yeast pilsner instead of a cheap can of cider. Or whatever you normally drink. Sorry. Tons more to say, but I'll have to get back to you another time.
Please do.
Lillian! Lillian, have you got a minute?
Whoa.
I was hoping to see you.
Morning, Carol.
Morning.
Oh, what a magnificent beast.
Steady, Marcy, steady.
Marcy, is that her name?
Short for Marcellus. She's a he.
Ah, I love horses.
Do you?
Always have done. I admit I don't know much about them yet.
Like telling the boys from the girls.
I'm keen to learn. Rex and I... can't get enough of country life.
Oh, well, that's nice to hear.
We're in it for the long haul, especially now we're setting up our new business. Pastured eggs?
Yes, yes, you did mention it last week.
It's going to be very big.
Is it?
We are going to buy some hens, run them on grass. Not some muddy little patch,
look,
but
Toby, darling, I promised Shula I'd give Marcy a good workout, and I don't want him cooling down too much before we get back to the stables.
Oh, sorry.
No, 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 don't apologise. But, if you're so keen to learn about horses, you, can walk back with us.
Oh.
We're only 2 minutes away, and, well, I can show you how to groom him after a ride.
Right. Great. Now.
So you're okay?
Yes.
How's Henry?
Oh, he's Henry.
Is he still being difficult?
Well, he wasn't too keen to go to church.
And there's nothing else bothering you?
No. Oh, Tom, you're reading far too much into what happened at your party.
Oh, I don't like to see my big sister cry.
I told you, hormones.
You're in quite a state.
Well, you try being 7 months pregnant, Tom.
Well,
seriously.
Okay.
Ask any mother.
It caught me on the hop, that's all. I've been thinking about it ever since.
Well, there's no need. Honestly.
You look pretty tired now.
Duh, I'm not dressed. I haven't done my hair.
Is that all it is?
Yes. Look, I might look a bit more gruesome than normal, but I didn't have the best of nights.
No?
Oh, the baby started bouncing around as I was drifting off.
Did you get any sleep?
Yeah, eventually. Though he's making a bit of a habit of it at the moment.
Oh, that can't help.
I can cope. As soon as I've had one good long night's sleep, I'll be back on track.
There's really nothing else.
No, Tom.
If you say so.
I promise, I'm fine.
Good. That's all I wanted to know.
You see, I've come round to work from the near side.
Yep.
I could use the offside just as well. But, most horses are used to the near side. Marcy certainly is. Hang on to the saddle, darling.
Okay.
We'll clean it up later and get the mud off your jacket at the same time.
Oh.
Now, the pad comes off next.
As I was saying, the hens will be able to go wherever they like in clover-filled fields.
Ooh, that needs washing. You keep hold.
Oh, they can peck at anything that takes their fancy. Not just seeds, protein-rich spiders, worms...
Ooh, I wouldn't make too much of that in the blurb, darling. Spiders and worms would give me pause before I purchase.
Would they?
Ooh, yes. But then I'm not really an egg person. Now, look, get rid of those.
Here?
Yes, anywhere. Good boy, Marcy. Now, you're going to towel him down.
Me?
Well, you're here to learn, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Now, he's not too bad in the stable, usually. There you go.
Thanks.
Now, you ease away the saddle marks and any dirt that's splashed up.
Okay. Like this?
And firmer. Marcy won't mind.
Oh. We're going for high-quality egg boxes to mark us out from our competitors.
Nice, firm movements.
Unfortunately, better boxes are more expensive.
Yes, well, you only get what you pay for in this life, don't you?
Oh, yes. The upside is, we realised they'd make a perfect sponsorship opportunity for any established business that's interested.
Keep going, darling. Work your way back. I'll see to his face.
Ideal for anyone wanting to put something back into the community. They'd get their business name on every box.
Oh, that's nice for them. Who've you got in mind?
Well, I suppose there are a few possibilities.
Such as?
We're still debating, though I wondered if you knew anyone who'd be interested.
Me?
Well, you're so well connected.
Oh, you've got a long way round to ask a very simple question, haven't you?
Yes.
You know, I was tempted to wait till you'd picked his hooves. But you look so out of your depth.
I do like horses. Sort of.
Look, what kind of money are we talking for the egg boxes?
Two and a half thousand, there or thereabouts.
And what does this hypothetical businessman I might know get out of it?
Increased brand awareness. Apart from his company name on every box, positive plugs in all our publicity. It really is win-win.
OK, Toby. If you and Rex get all the figures to me, I'll see what I can do.
Do you see what I mean, Mrs. Trigorin?
Oh, yes.
Groundsel. It's a real opportunist. It's almost taken the bed over.
Well, then I'm delighted, Bert. I was in two minds about a hoe as a housewarming gift.
Oh, you couldn't have chosen better.
Well, you had mentioned you needed a new one.
It's perfect. I'll have that lot out before it starts setting seeds. Well, it was good of you to bring it over.
Oh, no trouble. I'm having lunch with David and Ruth.
Oh, yes, they're showing you and Peggy round the farm, ain't they?
They've told us so much about the new herd, we had to come and see it for ourselves.
We had fun and games getting them through the footbath last week.
You approve of what they're doing?
I expect I will in time. I don't much like change.
The bungalow must feel very different now.
In some ways, yes. Colours on the wall. The new suite in the living room I showed you.
Do you think Frieda would have approved?
Oh, I hope so. Well, maybe not the tartan footstool. I had a fancy for that and I thought, well, why not? You'll think I'm dafter than ever.
Why?
Well, once David, Josh and Eddie had finished helping me move everything in yesterday, I went round the house on me own, telling Frieda what the decorators had done, pointing out all the new sticks of furniture. She'd have pulled her face over that footstool.
Oh, dear.
I was talking to her like she was there, you see, hearing every word I said.
Quite right.
Is it?
Oh, yes. Even though we'd grown apart towards the end, I still hear John's voice sometimes. I imagine you'll carry Frieda with you every day, Bert, until your own journey ends. You are virtually two halves of the same person.
Yeah, that's just what it felt like when I came out to look at the spring bulbs. They've survived, and they've come through much better than I expected.
The snowflakes and snowdrops are doing well.
Frieda had been delighted. She loved this time of year, everything starting again after a winter's sleep. There was a moment I was out here, I almost fancied she was right beside me. And that's when I stopped doubting. No matter how hard I find living on my own in the coming days, this and nowhere else is where I belong.
I said it was a mistake when she suggested it.
You still agreed to it, Robert?
Only because Helen insisted it was the right thing to do.
Well, now we know better, don't we?
Why she thought letting him sleep in our bed would solve the problem, I simply don't know.
Oh, how's Henry now, dear?
Better. He stopped crying. Left him to get dressed. Oh, no, I was going to put the sheet in the washer, Ursula.
Oh, I don't mind. I heard the commotion and wanted to help.
I told Mum Henry's sleeping in his own room from now on.
He didn't mean to wet our bed.
Well, of course he didn't.
Oh, what a way to wake up.
But it wasn't very nice for him either.
I know, darling, but it proves we're on the wrong tack.
Look, can we stop making a fuss? I'm sure Henry feels upset enough as it is.
Yes, he does.
It's only a minor mishap.
He's too old to keep having mishaps.
No one's disputing
he's
that.
He's very embarrassed about it. I think it might be because he's worried about going to school this morning.
Oh.
He said there's been some name-calling from two of the girls in his class, Xanthi and Cara.
He's using that as an excuse. He could see we were annoyed.
Robert, Helen's quite right.
Thank you.
We must see things from Henry's point of view if we're to stop this sort of thing happening again.
That's right.
Obviously, the poor little fellow's very mixed up about having a baby brother soon. It's unsettling for any child.
Yes, it is.
It's quite natural. He wants to be the centre of attention again.
No. Not by doing this.
No one's saying that, Robert. The point Helen and I are making is that squabbling and finger-pointing won't help.
The angrier we are, the worse he gets.
Which is why we mustn't respond by letting him see we're annoyed. That'll only reinforce the attention-seeking. If we do that, imagine what he'll be like when the baby arrives.
Well, that's what I'm concerned about.
We all are. That's why we have to make him understand it's not getting him anywhere.
He's not doing it deliberately, Ursula.
Well, of course not, dear. But for his sake, we need to show a united front. Yes, Henry must go back to sleeping in his own room. Yes, he must realise he's far too old to need toilet training. But above all, he must understand problems at school are no excuse for bad behaviour at home. But we're sensible people, aren't we? We can achieve that without losing our tempers. That's all Helen's saying. Isn't it, dear?
It was odd, Bert not being around at breakfast. Oh,
Josh won't shut up! How brilliant it is not sharing his room with Ben anymore.
OK, let's have him.
Though they're pretty good about it most of the time.
They didn't mind Bert staying that much. They've always got on with him.
Well, you need to go right down the back legs, Dad.
Oh, really?
I'm just saying.
I may not be an expert shearer, Pip, but I've crutched one or two rounds before.
Oh, this one's the muckiest of the bunch.
Mum says she's calling in at the bungalow later to see how he's settling in.
That's nice of her.
Well, you know your gran. Never happier than making an emergency fruitcake dash.
What?
She had a whole cherry Genoa left over from yesterday.
I can't believe how much food she made for Peggy and Carol.
Right. Will that do?
Not bad.
Off you go. Good.
Oh, it's a huge lunch. I'm amazed they had the energy to look round the farm afterwards.
They stayed in the car most of the time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And how about the new car? Oh, that was brilliant.
Yeah. Perfect timing. Just as we got to the cattle sheds, out it came, nice and simple.
Come on. Let's hope it's the first of many.
It will be. They're all in good health.
We're going to be busy the next few weeks, then.
Do you want to crutch this one? You know, show me how it's done.
Can do. Dad, where's the fleece gone? You're letting it blow all over.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be keeping it for Josh.
Oh, I know. Have you any idea what he wants with a load of mucky old wool?
I hadn't forgotten the bedding. I was just coming through to hang it out.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'll do it.
Well, I don't mind.
It's my next job as soon as I've unpacked the shopping.
Oh.
I only flitted out for one or two essentials.
I hadn't realised we were running low on anything.
If I hang out the washing, you can get yourself ready for our visitor.
I am ready.
I was going to say, that's a very nice dress.
Thanks.
I've noticed sometimes you tie your hair back when you haven't had a chance to wash it.
Oh. Does it look bad?
No, not at all, dear. I'm sure the midwife will have more important things to worry about than your hair.
Oh, I could tie it back.
Why not? It suits you very well that way. Now, I met Shula Hebden-Lloyd at the supermarket.
Oh?
She's very easy to talk to, isn't she?
Yes.
We had a lovely long chat about the hunt. I know Robert's been a real asset there.
Yes, he fits in very well.
It's such a striking name, Shula. I meant to ask where it comes from.
Well, I've heard a number of stories. She's the only one in the family.
Perhaps it's Gaelic for horsey. She certainly carries a width of the field with her. Growing up on the farm, I thought Robert would marry someone outdoorsy like that. But first there was Jess, then you. You can never predict with boys, can you?
No.
Now, you will tell the midwife what we've decided. About me being present for the birth.
Oh, I know we've talked about it.
Sorry. Have I misunderstood? I thought we'd made a decision.
I know you're quite keen.
Oh, not for my sake, dear. Or yours, let's be honest. If it was only going to be you and the midwife, I'd stay well out of the way, let you get on with it in a nice, sensible fashion. Men are always the problem, aren't they?
Well, Rob's determined to be there.
For the birth of his son, you couldn't keep him away. It's a question of how we manage him. You saw how easily he gets into a flap this morning.
Yes.
If I'm at the birth, I won't only be a support for you, I'll be able to stop him being a bother to the rest of us as well.
Oh.
But only if you want me there.
Right. Yes.
Oh, good. We must say when she gets here.
Those aren't our usual laundry tablets.
No, and I've bought a different disinfectant as well.
We prefer environmentally friendly ones.
Well, usually it doesn't matter, dear, but with a home birth, we want this place spotless. We can't afford to take any well-meaning risks, can we?
Well, if you don't mind, that'd be a great help, Pat.
Well, I might as well put the cheese out, and I brought it over.
Yeah, I can carry on with my tick list.
What, for the baby animal pens outside the shop?
Yeah, we're so close to Easter, I'm getting quite excited about it.
It's a lovely idea.
Yeah, Neil says we'll have a litter of old spots for the Easter weekend. Tony's bringing down a mother and calf. Des Beasley's letting us have some bantams for a few days.
Des?
Beasley, farms near Faircastle. We palled up through the hunt.
It is such a nice way to bring in families with children.
Well, that's what started it. I thought, what would Helen and I enjoy taking our children to?
How was Helen this morning?
Tired. We had rather a disturbed night.
Oh.
But Mum's making sure she takes it easy.
She is looking after herself.
Oh, yes, Pat. Ever since she gave us that scare, we sit down to a proper meal each evening. And there's always something in she likes for her lunch each day.
Oh, that's good. I was worrying about her at the weekend.
Huh?
I don't really understand why she wants to have the baby at home. I mean, given the trouble she had with Henry, I'm amazed the midwives and the consultant are even letting her consider it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know your daughter better than anyone, Pat. When Helen makes up her mind about something, there's not much anyone else can do about it.
Scotch eggs and sausages.
Oh, thanks, John.
Well, what's that about Helen?
That's it.
Off you go.
Oh, I'm not surprised Fallon wants Gran's recipe for the cafe.
It's always been the best Sindel cake in Ambridge. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to do the last one?
If you like.
Okay.
Gran should ask for a royalty on every cake Fallon bakes.
That's what I told her. Right, come on.
Maybe he wants it for insulation.
What?
Josh, the reason he wants the scraps, instead of waiting for a decent fleece at shearing, is to line the mobile hen house. Keep the birds nice and cosy.
Possibly. Hmm. Oh, I don't know, automatic pop holes. Insulated housing. It's going to be very upmarket hen accommodation.
Yeah, it's only a guess. He didn't actually say.
Your brother is becoming quite an entrepreneur, isn't he?
He does have some good ideas.
I wonder he wants to do the same agribiz degree you did at Felpersham.
He thinks everything's going to be practical, like The Apprentice. He doesn't get how much studying he'll have to do.
Well, he'll find out when he's there. I know what he's up to.
What?
He's going to give a pair of fleecy oven mitts away with every box of eggs.
Do you reckon?
That's the kind of off-the-wall thing your brother would think of.
Well, as long as he washes the fleece first. It's really gross. Are you happy to finish on your own?
Yeah, you get on, Pip.
Want to try getting through again?
No luck so far.
No, it's such a lousy signal around Matthew's farm.
So, if he answers, are you going to propose? Well, why not? It's the right day for it. February the 29th.
Don't even joke about it.
Sorry. Just a thought.
We shouldn't need any more sausages till Thursday.
Okay.
Bye, Rob.
See you.
You happy with spinach, Tom? To go with the meal this evening?
Oh, yes. Whatever you like.
I'm picking it now. And I promised some to your grandmother.
Before you go to the polytunnels...
Yeah?
Did Rob say anything else about Helen?
Like what?
How she is?
Only what you heard.
Right.
He says she's eating properly again, two good meals a day and a light breakfast.
Right.
And he confirmed what she told you yesterday. She's still not sleeping properly.
She looked exhausted when I went round.
Because of the baby. There's not much anyone else can do about that.
No.
I did wonder whether, well...
What?
Reading between the lines, I don't think Rob's any happier with a home birth than I am.
Did he say that?
Not in so many words. He always goes out of his way to support Helen. He's very thoughtful like that.
But you think they've argued about it?
I didn't say that, Tom. I just simply picked up a feeling it's not something he'd have chosen himself.
So it's definitely her decision?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
That's weird after last time.
Well, you heard what he said when you came in. It's no good him, me, or anyone else trying to convince her she'd be better off in hospital. Mm. The more you do that, the more she digs in.
Yes.
As we know from bitter experience. Did you try talking to her about it?
No.
Probably best not to. If we're lucky, she'll come round to the idea by herself in the end.
Let's hope so.
Other than that, given the problems she's had in the past and how far on she is, Rob says she's not doing badly.
Okay.
More or less the same message you got from Helen herself.
So, touch wood, everything's going about as smoothly as can be expected.
Yes. Absolutely, Mum.
Afternoon, Brown.
Oh, Justin, can you give me a second?
By all means.
It's taken an age to get the butterfly nut on the thread. I don't want to stop now.
Is this what retirement looks like, is it? Messing about with a quad bike?
I'm not retired, thank you very much.
Cutting down, then.
And I'm servicing it, not messing about.
Haven't you got someone to do that for you?
Well, I was glad of the excuse to get out of the house, actually. I keep walking in on Jenny and Lillian discussing advancing colours, festoons, swags. And if I escape to my office, Kate usually barges in, wanting to borrow a charger or reams of copier paper.
How's her enterprise going, the spiritual retreats?
Well, there's nothing much happening as far as I can tell, but I've given up asking. So I don't actually know if there are any takers for our pixie village yet.
I thought the yurts looked splendid as I drove in. I was instantly transported to the steppes of Mother Russia.
The back gardens of Hampstead, more like. But at least there's a first booking for a holiday cottage, so some money's due. But not enough to buy her own stationery, apparently.
Afternoon, Adam.
Afternoon.
Off to do the estate some good.
I'm starting at Hayden Rice tomorrow. This afternoon's home farm business.
Well, I should hope so too, Adam. You've got to get your priorities right.
See you later.
Bye now.
Bye.
Right. I presume you want to find Lillian.
Not at the moment.
Oh, well, she wants to talk to you. I believe a mountain of swatches and colour charts awaits.
I expect we'll go through them at the Dow House tomorrow. That's when we're meeting to discuss the redecoration. I'm here to give you something of a heads up, Brian.
Oh?
Well, nothing alarming, but if you're finished playing with the quad bike, is there somewhere slightly warmer we can talk?
Aye, aye. Keep going, Tom. You go hold that side, Johnny.
Got it.
That's it.
Are we going to move it round, Jazz?
I'll wait for Tom. Three's better shifting arcs.
OK.
So, what's Rob getting you today at this petting zoo?
Like, you know, talking to the visitors about the animals. Can say loads about piglets.
Aye. Make sure folk realise how clever they are.
Yeah, I'm going to. And I can go on about the Aberdeen Angus calf and all. I don't know much about Des Beasley's bantams yet.
Ah, chickens is easy. Tasty in a masala. Nothing else to say about them.
I'll have to do more than that. And I've got to make sure, like, everyone washes their hands when they've seen the animals.
How much are you getting off Rob for it?
Oh, he's not paying me.
What? Has all my mentoring been wasted? Lesson number one with bosses, Johnny. Nothing for nothing. Carve it on your heart.
I need all the livestock experience I can get.
Chickens aren't any livestock. They're idiots with wings.
He'll help me choose what units to take for level 3 at college.
Well, what are the options again?
Oh, don't get them started, Tommy. Are we moving this?
Oh, go on.
Okay. You should be more worried that Rob's making him waste a big chunk of his Easter weekend looking after his animal nursery.
I don't mind.
He's not even getting a penny for it.
Oh, we'll have to see about that.
Right, 1, 2, 3, hop!
Round to the right.
It's okay. I was sort of flattered Rob asked. He must think I can do it.
Yeah. Rob's very good at getting people to do what he wants.
I haven't set them too deep for Mintil.
The tides are fine, Ed.
I'm going down another 30 mil in Longmeadow, like we said.
I'm not chasing you. I wanted to ask a favour. Do you mind if I come up?
No, of course not.
I want to get the covers back on the fruit tunnels next week.
All right.
I started getting a team together.
When are you thinking?
Well, if the forecast holds, Monday morning.
It is. Yeah, I could do that.
Obviously, if the wind gets up, we'll push it back.
Yeah, just let me know at the weekend. I'll keep it free.
Oh, cheers, Ed. That'd be a great help.
No worries.
And there was something else.
Oh, far away?
Slightly more complicated than polytunnels. If you don't mind, I'll explain while you carry on cultivating.
On balance, I find it quite disturbing.
What's that?
Quietly having breakfast or whatever, only to see Miranda looking down at me from the wall with no clothes on. It must feel like Hugh Hefner married to Miss March in the calendar.
Well, it wouldn't be so bad if this was the only copy.
Help yourself to sugar and cream.
Oh, thank you.
Half of Borsager scribbling down its dental appointment and dates for the cat to be wormed under my naked wife. I can't wait for April.
Why? Who's next?
Anyone but Jenny.
Haven't you had a peek?
What? No, no, no. I've no idea who it is. Biscuit?
No, thank you. Has Adam said anything to you about maize yet?
Well, only he still doesn't want to grow any.
Well, not here. On estate land. We need a substantial acreage for the AD unit.
Oh, he understands that, Justin. Well,
I hope so. He had quite a falling out with Charlie about it last year.
Don't worry, don't worry. Adam's a pragmatist at heart. It'll be there in his cropping plans.
You could always remind him.
He doesn't listen to me.
In your capacity as chair of BL.
If that ever happens.
Oh, I think it will, Brian. That's the reason I'm here.
Hmm?
We didn't pin down a time frame for you to resume when we spoke, did we?
No, no. It was still entirely hypothetical.
Oh, not for much longer. We're being overtaken by events.
How?
Our next meeting's what, the 15th, is it?
That's right, the Ides of March.
How appropriate. Strictly between you, me and Miss March.
Yes.
BL's changing leader as well. Annabelle's standing down.
No. What, that soon?
Yes.
Ah. No idea she was giving up so quickly.
Neither did she, until very recently.
She's only been in the post a year.
Another opportunity has come up.
What's that?
She's joining the board of Damara as executive manager.
Oh, very nice.
Now, it's very well deserved, Brian.
No, don't dispute it.
I want her overseeing our legal team, amongst other things.
Hmm. So, she's standing down from BL.
No, she'll stay on the board, but she can't give the chair the time it needs, and we mustn't leave the company rudderless.
Ah.
So, we're voting you in.
Martin might have something to say about that.
No, don't you worry about Martin or anyone else.
Well, suppose they don't want me.
I wouldn't be taking up your time if I hadn't made a few soundings, Brown. The chair is yours if you don't mind the rush. What do you say?
No, no, I understand you got a lot more land to cover than last year.
Which means a lot more crops to spray.
Yeah, yeah, but you ran the estate arable for ages before that.
That's why they've come back to us. RB, we're a false economy.
Well, you've always managed in the past, didn't you? You and Jeff?
Yeah, well, that's not going to be enough now. We need someone else.
Yeah?
Yeah, we want to hang on to the extra work we picked up last year, trying to compensate for losing the estate contract.
Oh, okay.
Jeff will have to do the same courses as you.
I thought he was qualified.
No, he only had grandfather rights.
Eh?
Well, guys like him who've been doing it for years had a special dispensation under the new regs.
Sorry, I usually start turning in line with the oak.
Yeah, yeah, carry on. You're doing a great job.
Oh, cheers.
Yeah, the dispensation ran out in November. He has to get a certificate of competence as well. He's not much keener on the two courses than you are.
Well, that's it. It's a long time since I've done any classroom stuff.
Ed, it'll be 3 days out of your life. Doing the foundation, then pesticide application.
I can see it'd be handy, being able to spray.
You might have to do a manufacturer's course on our sprayer as well.
So that's like 3 courses.
You'd walk them, Ed.
No, I don't know about that.
Look, it's not just for the estate. Get your certificate and you'll pick up work on plenty of other farms.
Well, that'd be great, but...
What?
I haven't much cash to flash round at the moment. These things, they don't come cheap.
I've thought about that.
If I can't pay for the fees, well, that's that.
What I was thinking, how about you apply, we advance the money to cover costs, and you work it off for us afterwards?
Yeah?
Yeah, though, it'd be nice if Home Farm and the estate have first shout when everyone's chasing you in future.
Is Brian all right with this?
It's nothing to do with Brian. I'm making the offer. Strikes me it's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good of you.
But if you're not interested, just say so.
No, it's not that.
I'll ask someone else.
No, it's a great offer. Thanks. But can I have a day or two to chew it over?
If you really need to.
Yeah, maybe run it past Em as well.
Absolutely tops, Grant.
Keep going back.
At the cafe.
You have to come with me next Sunday.
Here.
Is the entrance at the wind enough?
Or maybe turn it a fraction.
I'm not letting my lassies get a tilt.
Brunch sounds good. That's it.
It's a fiesta for your belly.
Oh, I've heard a few people say it's good. And mostly Bridge Farm ingredients.
Aye. I'm surprised your mum doesn't have a go at that kind of thing sometime.
Oh, I like Gran's cooking. Last night was brilliant.
Spinach to remember. I'm just saying the odd fry-up wouldn't hurt.
Well, it's not fair on Dad. He's got to watch what he eats for his heart.
I suppose.
Is that the last art we're shifting?
Yeah. Once we've strawed down, we can go in.
I'm going to look at my options again.
I've told you where to go for.
Well, shearing units.
Aye. You'll have work waiting for you come May, June time.
It's a good skill to have.
Me and Ed will always find you something. Especially if he's off doing more contract work.
Jazz.
Ta.
Johnny.
Thanks.
I reckon we make a great team. You think, Tom?
I can see it working.
Right, let's get this thing broke up.
Can you do shearing as well as farm machinery?
Oh, I'm doing the machinery units. That's definite, I think.
And the gestation and birth one would be useful.
I know. Trouble is, most of them sound really good.
Sheep aren't as smart as pigs, but shearing's a good laugh. You won't regret it. Yeah, I get stuck into that.
When do you have to tell your tutor what you're doing?
I promised Keith I'd let him know by the end of the week.
Oh, you've still got a few days then.
Oh, aye. Balancing it out is really hard. It's got to come to at least 57 credits.
Well, you know what we think.
It's been dead useful, listening to you two. There's a couple more people I want to talk to before I make my mind up.
Have you spoken to your granddad yet?
No, not really.
Oh, you should sit down and go through everything with him.
Yeah, I'm going to. He said he'd make time.
Tony's worth listening to. Except on football and the best-looking Bond girl.
I'm going to talk to Rob as well.
Are you?
Oh, aye. He's done stacks of training and courses himself, hasn't he?
Yes?
Don't matter what you ask. He always knows loads about it. That's what I like about him. He's always full of good advice.
Did you see them, Linda?
Oh, who?
The Red Wings in your paddock, with quite a few field fares mixed in.
Oh, yes, Robert said there were some around.
Dozens of them.
Jim, do you have a moment?
Several. I never rush my constitutional.
Do come in, then. Now, are you free on the 14th or 15th for our first reading?
Of the Forster pageant?
England's Pleasant Land, yes. You have shut it properly, haven't you?
Yes, Scruff won't be going anywhere. Not that he appears to want to.
Oh, if only he could tell me what he was up to all those months.
Sometimes it's better not to know what pets do behind our backs. Monday and Tuesday, isn't it?
Yes. I want to know which is more convenient for our potential cast. We can have St. Stephen's either day.
I'm happy with either.
Good. That's very helpful. Oh, now don't be silly. We're not ignoring you. He's following me around everywhere in the garden.
Are you getting it ready for spring?
Oh, rather more than that, Jim. Now Robert and I know where we're placing the shepherd's hut when it's ready. I am planning what to put round it.
A few sheep?
No, actually, I was thinking perhaps a rowan, a birch, and a wayfaring tree to create a sort of woodland edge.
Well, that'd be splendid. The birds will appreciate the rowan.
Yes, and that's only the start. I have much bigger ambitions for the rest of the garden.
You know, I don't know what's wrong with a kettle and a jar of instant.
Oh, don't force the coffee in, Lillian.
Got it. Whew. Are you sure you don't want one, Jenny?
No, thank you.
It was one of those lunches. Without a major infusion of caffeine, I'll be no use to anyone the rest of the day.
Mm.
Justin didn't stint on anything at Grey Gables. Normally, I'm not a huge Rioja fan, but the Grand Reserva served with the venison's got me rethinking my preferences.
Oh, has it?
I said I didn't need any thanks for coming up with a few decorating ideas, but he insisted on treating me.
Mm. Oh.
And, you know, he's got a very good eye for colour for a man. He immediately saw what we can achieve with biscotti at the Dower House.
Oh, are you having your coffee in here?
Yes, darling. I want to tell you how I got on. And he's only too pleased to let me arrange the quotes for redecorating.
I am quite busy, Lillian.
What are you doing?
I'm updating the village website.
Oh, now appeal for information about Sabrina while you're at it.
Oh, Lillian.
You weren't the only one amazed to see her at church, stuffing money in the biscuit tin.
I didn't say she was stuffing money in. I simply noticed she was making a substantial contribution to the Lent appeal.
Susan spotted her as well. And we're not sure if she's cutting down on bee venom facials or simply fining herself for impure thoughts.
Now, I need to say when and where we're gathering to pick litter on Sunday.
Well, you can listen and type, can't you, darling?
Well, I can try.
You know, I should have mentioned clean for the Queen to Justin. I was suggesting ways he can weave himself into village life. He wants to change people's perceptions.
Huh? Some people like him already.
I suggested taking part in Linda's pageant, you know, sponsoring local businesses, like the Fair Brothers.
He's in Brian's good books at the moment.
Setting him up as BL chair again. Has Brian decided to accept?
Well, he'd like to know why Justin's in such a hurry to do it. But since it gets him back where he wants, he said yes.
Well, that's a start. Though impressing Brian is preaching to the converted. Justin wants to reach out more widely. Which is why I had another suggestion for him.
So, if he has a good game, he'll go to South Africa?
That's what he's hoping.
Oh, never knew Dan was so talented at rugby.
Being chosen to play for the regiment would be a real honour.
Of course it would. And when will we see him in Ambridge again?
At Easter, probably. Presumably by then, he will have started the transformation you were telling me about.
Doesn't the garden need it, Jim? It's only a shadow of what it was before the flood.
You'll have a lot of work on your hands.
No, not once we've found our overarching theme. Robert and I saw some marvellous examples last summer.
Ah, the open garden visits you mentioned.
Mm. One or two of them made us realise that we've been too timid in the past.
No, I haven't got anything for you, I'm afraid.
One part of our garden's been allergen-free, another's Shakespearean, but there's no unifying theme tying everything together.
Have you got one now?
Well, I'm not quite there yet, but I see the shepherd's hut as a starting point, a place symbolising new life growing out of darkness. In our case, Renaissance after the flood.
Resurgam.
I'm sorry?
Resurgam. I shall rise again.
Oh.
It's carved in the pediment over the south door in St. Paul's, under a phoenix.
Resurgam.
Wren saw it inscribed on a stone in the old St. Paul's. He thought it expressed exactly what he was doing with the new cathedral after the Great Fire of London.
I shall rise again. It'd be perfect for here. We could so easily have given in after the flood, covered everything in decking and concrete slabs.
A great many people are doing just that.
Well, Robert and I have decided to affirm life, to work with nature, not against her. Oh, Jim, thank you. This shall be our Resurgam garden.
Helen?
I'll come down again in a minute.
I'm not trying to drag you back. Just wanted to say well done.
What?
Well, you did exactly the right thing, coming to the bedroom for a timeout.
I only wanted a moment to myself, Rob.
Very sensible. You going to move up? Unless you don't want me here?
No, that's fine.
You know, taking yourself off's the best thing you could have done. Henry always gets upset when he sees you're angry.
I wasn't angry.
Well...
I was trying to be firm with him.
I know that, darling, but you were coming across as quite agitated.
I want Henry to realise he cannot behave like that at school.
He started off well enough.
I want him to realise how serious this is. It must have been if Mrs. Sharman was waiting to talk to your mother at pick-up.
They've arranged a second viewing for Tilbury Street this evening.
Oh, that's encouraging.
Mm. You know, to give Rodways their due, they've presented both properties very nicely in their literature.
I know. I looked online.
Ooh.
And they're very close to Justin's valuations.
Well, he was 10,000 under on St. John's Road, but spot on with the Tilbury Street flat. Well, at least his financial bod got it right.
They're both worth more than you were expecting.
Mm, considerably more. But don't run away with the idea I'll make pots of money.
I wasn't.
Amside has big mortgages outstanding on both of them. And then there'll be the CGT.
But it should help.
Well, it'll stop me having to rob Peter to pay Paul for a while. But you know what annoys me about it, Jenny?
No.
Why did I need Justin to tell me, keep Hollerton and look at the Borchester properties instead?
He was only trying to be helpful.
No, it's not him. It's me. Oh. Up till Matt did the dirty, I always knew what was happening with the housing market.
Hmm.
Yeah, all right. I know I depended on Matt and Brenda, to some extent, to keep on top of the fine detail.
And Anthea.
Anthea wasn't a fine detail. She was the company Rottweiler.
She was very efficient.
Nearly had me through the shredder once or twice. Point is, I might not have been good on the pernickety stuff, but I always had a sense of the big picture. You know, which areas were coming up, where to steer clear of. Even Matt trusted my instincts on new acquisitions.
Yeah, I remember him saying.
And all that disappeared in a puff of smoke when he hightailed it. I lost confidence in everything.
But you shouldn't have. He was the one at fault.
Yes, he was. And talking over lunch with Justin, I could feel the old appetites coming back.
Oh, I'm delighted to hear it. Who knows? In a year or two, you might be Borsetshire Businesswoman of the Year.
Yes, that did surprise me. I've been in two minds whether to say anything to him or not. I get endless guff about appeals for sponsorship through the AmSide office. I ignore 99% of it.
The Businesswoman of the Year lunch is very prestigious.
Yes. Well, I mean, I knew he was keen to attend the lunch, but as soon as I said they're looking for one more sponsor this year, he leapt at it, even before he knew how much they want to sponge off him.
Oh, it's a shrewd move if he's concerned about his image. Gets a lot of local coverage.
Yeah, well, the only thing bothering him is being expected to nominate a candidate.
Well, if he thinks as highly of Annabel as Brian makes
out... No, he can't choose her. Sponsors, colleagues and employees are ineligible.
Ah.
That's why he's asked me to think of someone else local who fits the bill.
We could ask my mum as well.
Well, that would have been nice, darling, but Tom's already arranged to take Pat and Tony out.
Oh, I didn't know.
No, he should have told us, really. But we'll still enjoy ourselves at the ball.
Oh, yes.
Two mothers and two sons. You and Henry, mum and me. That'll be nice for her, actually. Miles has never made much of an effort with Mother's Day.
Perhaps we should go down now.
Sure you're ready?
Yes.
Don't want any more unfortunate flare-ups?
I'm not going to lose my temper, Rob, but Henry must understand. Whatever Xanthi said to him, he can't stop pushing little girls around.
He knows he was very naughty.
He didn't seem too earlier.
Well, Mum gave him a jolly good talking to on the way home. That's why he thought it was so unfair when you snapped at him as well.
I didn't snap.
You may not have realised it, darling, but you raised your voice quite a lot.
Only when he stopped listening to me and started smirking at your mother.
Oh, that's unfair.
But he did. I don't know why.
Well, perhaps while your moods are so volatile, he feels more comfortable with his grandmother.
No.
I know she can be firm with him, but she always stays calm. He knows where he is with her.
And he doesn't with me. Rob, I love Henry so much.
He knows that, darling. Deep down, he knows. But you can't expect a 5-year-old boy to fully understand the changes his mother's body's going through. How her moods can swing from one extreme to the other with almost no warning.
I'm not that bad, am I?
Most of the time, no. Now and then, you can be quite unpredictable. I know why it's happening, but Henry doesn't. So we're lucky Mum's agreed to stay on a little longer.
What?
Yeah, she spoke to Dad and they've agreed she can stay here at least till Easter, helping look after the house and Henry.
I don't need any help. That's why I gave up the shop.
And we both hoped that'd be enough.
I can manage by myself.
I'm sure you'll be able to soon, but just at the moment, Henry's still wetting the bed. He's getting into trouble at school. You're finding it hard to control your moods. Things are getting tense between the pair of you.
No.
To be honest, darling, this isn't easy to say, but you're not coping very well at all.
Aren't I?
No. And that's why it's so kind of Mum offering to stay on, take the load off your shoulders.
Oh.
Look, if you're really not happy about it, why don't we ask Henry if he wants his grandmother to stay or not?
No. No, don't. That'll be fine.
You sure?
Yes.
Good girl. Perhaps you could thank her when we go back down?
Can you manage, Pip?
Yeah, I'm getting there. One loop on.
Good help. Am I booking it?
No. There we go. Yeah, start pulling, Dad. Nice and gentle.
All right. No, I suppose it was bound to happen.
What?
A breech berth. First two calves came so easily.
The hooves are showing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's coming.
Well, you're always going to get some kind of complications, whatever breed you've got.
Hopefully a lot fewer with this herd.
Well, I booked for 1 o'clock. You, me, Mum, Gran and the boys.
All right, I couldn't remember if I said I'd do it.
No, I did. I rang last night.
Well done.
Uncle Kenton said there was only one table left.
Oh, they're doing well.
Well, at least only one big enough for the six of us.
That's it.
And we've got to celebrate Mother's Day.
Yeah, we have. Especially this year. It's going to be hard for your mum.
Yeah, of course. Let's get you untangled.
What do we got?
A girl.
Oh. Evening.
Oh, Toby.
Oh, wow.
Just born, literally.
What a beauty.
Better get your nose clear.
I'm looking for the jockster.
Oh, Josh isn't back yet.
Oh.
Yeah, he was going round to her mates after college.
Well, in that case, you two can be the first to hear the good news.
There you go, Kirsty.
Oh, I thought I was only getting a latte.
Well, you can't miss out on one of our hot cross buns as well.
Oh, it looks yummy. If you didn't have to, I wasn't expecting anything.
Well, you saved me having to drop off the leaflets.
Oh, it's not a problem, Fallon.
It means I don't have to trek over to Grey Gables now.
Thanks, then. Is that cinnamon? Yeah. I love cinnamon.
My own special recipe. Trialled at the Bull last year and now in full production. You don't mind me wiping round while you're eating?
Am I holding you up?
No, I've got stacks to do yet.
Honestly?
Yeah, take your time. Putting up the clothesline's only the start of finishing work.
I bet.
And my chauffeur hasn't even turned up yet.
Have you seen Helen this week?
No, I haven't seen anyone. Not except customers and Emma. So much to do here.
I've messaged her, but she hasn't got back to me.
Hey, I must let her have a leaflet. She might want to bring Henry. But if you see her, will you mention it?
Yeah, sure. Is it okay to put half the leaflets in the staff room?
Yeah, wherever you like.
I know at least two of our cleaners will be interested.
I'll be grateful if anyone turns up.
Oh, they will.
Egg decorating classes seemed a brilliant idea when me and Emma dreamed it up.
Well, it is. It'll get whole families here.
If we're lucky. Maybe we should only run one class, instead of one in the run-up and one over the Easter weekend.
What sort of response are you getting?
A few people asking, but not many bookings, though.
Well, there's still plenty of time.
Well, we're going to give it a real push on Sunday. We're absolutely bursting, then.
Are you?
Yeah, treat your mum for free is pulling them in.
Oh, well, it's a great offer.
Oh, here he is. It's open. It's open!
Evening.
You're never going to make detective, are you?
I didn't want to barge in. Hiya, Kirsty.
Hi.
Oh, we've got hot cross buns on the go, have we?
No, we haven't. Aww. You've had more than enough already, Harrison.
I'm a working man.
I can get you a coffee.
Oh, don't bother, I've had plenty today.
Oh, you'll still have to hang on, I'm not ready yet.
Oh, no worries. Can I join you?
Oh, go ahead.
Ooh, cinnamon.
Delicious, isn't it?
Did Fallon say we're going into town?
Yeah.
Can we offer you a lift anywhere?
Oh, it's okay, thanks. Once I finish my coffee, I've got something else to do up here.
You're going to Leeds tomorrow?
No, I'm catching the coach Saturday morning. Staying till Monday night. So I'm there for Mother's Day and Mum's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Now, what have you bought her?
Nothing yet.
You're leaving it late, aren't you, Johnny?
I'm useless choosing presents for women.
Don't look at me, I'm not much better.
That's why I liked it when Helen used to help out. She don't have time now.
No.
That's all right, innit, Tom?
Oh, that'll do nicely. Top and tail them.
But not too much off.
Yeah, that's it. We don't want to lose half of each leak.
I'm happy to crack on with these if you want to tidy the pak choi and chard for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, thanks. We don't need much for the shop, but I better get it ready.
This won't take me long.
Have you got back to Keith yet?
Not yet.
I thought you were going to let him know your options.
I've only just made my mind up.
Yeah?
I wanted to do, like, the full shearing units and that, but I can't.
No?
Not really.
Well, that's a shame.
I know Jazz will have a moan about it.
Well, that doesn't matter. It's your choice.
I'd love to help him and Ed out. I reckon I'd be good at shearing.
Yeah, so do I. And you'd earn some extra cash.
But I've got to drop something to fit in managing budgets.
You're doing budget management?
Yeah.
That'll be interesting.
Rob reckoned I should go for it.
Did he?
He says I need a real good admin base. Especially understanding money and that, if I'm ever going to make it anywhere in farming.
How do you feel about that?
You know me and figures.
That's what I was thinking.
But it's like when you helped me at the start of the course.
How?
You made me do something about my reading. I've sort of gotten okay with it since then.
You've done brilliantly.
So maybe Rob's right. Even if I don't like it, I should make myself do office stuff.
Is that what you really think?
Like he says, I've got to if I want to have the kind of career he's had. Moving round, taking any job I like.
And that's what you want? To be like Rob?
Oh, I'll never be as clever as him, I know that, but it sort of made sense when he said it.
Uh-huh.
You don't reckon he's right?
What you do at college isn't up to me, Johnny. Or Jazza, or anyone else. It's your life. You have to make your own mind up.
I'm trying to.
All I would say, you're just like your dad. A real natural with livestock, and that's pretty rare.
Cheers.
So never put yourself down thinking someone else's opinion is more important. Why not back your own judgment for once? Shall I give her a hand?
Not yet.
No, she's nearly there, Toby. It can take a few tries for a newborn to stand up.
Oh, go on.
Hey, right. That's it.
Top marks, that car.
Now she just needs a feed. And Mum seems interested.
Hey! It looks like it's a good day for everyone, then.
Josh will be pleased.
We all are, yeah. Well, Rex wasn't that impressed, but I think it's a fantastic deal.
Very impressive.
Justin's putting in how much? A couple of thou?
Yeah, about that, yeah.
What does he get out of it?
A nice little message about tomorrow in every box. We haven't worked out the exact wording yet. Oh, I'll let you get on. Tell Josh to pick up his messages and give us a ring, will you?
Will do.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
That's a real bonus, getting the boxes paid for.
Yeah, isn't it?
No wonder Toby's delighted.
He, seems to have calmed down around you.
Oh, yes.
He's got used to you and Matthew being an item, then. Oh,
he must have. He hasn't asked me out for weeks.
That's progress.
Although, why does Penrith have to be so far away?
Oh, I know, love.
Well, it's not so bad when I'm busy, but that's us about finished for the day, isn't it?
Yes, you might as well get off.
Nothing much to get off for.
Are you having supper with us, or are you cooking at Rickyard?
I'll probably have a long bath and then cook pasta or something.
Okay. I hated the evenings while your mum was away. Hey, at least Matthew's only in Cumbria, not New Zealand.
He's there for 6 months, and who knows where after that.
Are you sorry you ever hooked up with him?
No.
I didn't think so.
It was horrible being so far apart, but it'd be a lot worse if he wasn't around at all.
Have fun looking.
We will.
Don't encourage her, Kirsty.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye now. If the lads down the station know, I'm spending my night off.
Well, you can tell them all about it tomorrow.
Oh, aye. They'll be thrilled.
Did you notice if the skip's arrived yet?
What?
They're meant to be leaving a skip for Clean for the Queen outside the pub.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's there.
Oh, excellent.
I saw it earlier. I'd nipped in for a sandwich.
Ah, what'd you get?
Slow roasted beef, peppers and mushrooms on ciabatta.
Very
nice too.
I'll have to tell Dad. Did he serve you?
No, it was Kenton. He was bending my ear about the egg hunt round the green on Easter Sunday.
Not sure about risking any bunting this time.
I'm sorry we never found out who nicked the last lot.
So am I.
Sandwich was a cracking size. Yeah, made a proper lunch.
Dad's been getting a few compliments for the new menu. Oh, watch the pothole.
Yeah, I know.
Keep hinting to Tom and Tony, he needs filling in.
Ah, they'll get round to it.
He's really enjoying himself at the Bull.
Being near your mum?
No! Oh. They're well over that. They're having a job again. It's something to get up for. And he said one or two nice things about you recently.
Hmm. Of course he has.
He has?
Complimented me on the way I arrested him.
That's way in the past.
He'll never forget.
He says you're a decent bloke.
Only to be nice to you.
Well, that's still good, isn't it? Wanting to get on with me again.
True.
And it's not just that. He can see that I'm happier now. Seems to think that some of that's down to you, so you must be okay.
As long as he never finds out what I'm up to this evening. What kind of a man goes late night shopping for matching bath towels, sheets and duvet covers?
Kind of man I might just hang on to.
I'll start taking the veg over in a second. How are we doing with the leeks?
You're totally right, Tom. I'm going to opt for sheep shearing, both units, preparing and doing it.
Well, if you're sure. Hello?
Hey, we're good at Rob talking everything through, but I don't want to be a manager stuck in an office.
Hi.
Hi, Kirsty.
Oh, hello.
I'll go and email Keith now, if that's all right.
Yeah.
There was no one up at the house, and I saw the light on.
Gran and Grandad have gone to great-grandma Peggy's for tea, and Jazza, well, who knows? Do you mind, Tom? There's only a couple of leaks left.
No, you go and do it.
Cheers. See you, Kirsty.
Oh, bye.
He's been worrying about a big decision.
Oh, that's okay. I was looking for Helen.
No, she's not here.
No, I can see that.
Oh, I mean, she's not on the farm.
Oh.
No, she's not coming over much at the moment.
Right.
She's stopped working in the shop.
Yeah, okay. I was in the cafe anyway. I haven't come over specially.
No, I just meant...
She hasn't replied to a couple of messages, that's all.
Hasn't she?
No, I wondered if she's okay.
Yes.
Good.
Well, she says she is.
I expect she's busy.
Yeah, probably. Though you can't always tell with Helen.
No. She is okay, though.
As far as I know. Have you heard anything?
No.
Oh.
Right then, Yeah?
Anything to pass on? Any messages?
No. It's all right, Tom. Like I say, she's probably busy. It's not important.
Apologies for disturbing your Friday evening.
Not at all, Ursula. Come in.
Is everything all right?
What's the matter with Henry?
Oh, it's nothing serious.
Well, shall I take him?
Oh, best not disturb him, Pat. He's quite snug up on my shoulder, aren't you, darling?
What's happened?
It's nothing, Tony. Henry simply needs a little peace and quiet. That's what we've come for, isn't it?
Are those his pyjamas under his anorak?
Shut the door!
What are you playing at? Your mum spelt it out.
I know.
No more ferrets in the house, ever.
You're unsettling Adele.
She unsettled me. Only come out to put the T-shirts away.
I can't clip her claws in the kitchen. Mum would see me.
Do it outside.
It's horrible out there.
Well, you can't use our bedroom.
I've no choice. Ugh. Keep still, Adele. I promised Dad I would.
Why? There is ferrets.
Yeah, well, he's got a nick on his finger. He can't use the clippers properly.
Look, it would have waited.
No, she's overdue clipping, ain't you? Eh?
Oh, you've got bits all over the duvet.
I'll clear it up afterwards.
Didn't even think to ask me if I minded. Suppose you weren't even going to tell me.
No, that's not true. I was hoping you'd come in.
What?
Well, she's getting restless. If you distract her, I can clip her hind paws.
How is he?
Fast asleep.
Dropped off as soon as we put him into bed.
The commotion's worn him out.
He doesn't need a doctor.
Oh, no, Tony, no.
Yeah, we both had a look at his foot. It's not sore or swollen.
It's not even red anymore. His bath was slightly too hot. No more than that.
Oh.
But it caused such a rumpus. Bringing him over seemed the best thing to do.
I'm glad you did. Gives everyone a chance to cool down.
That's what I thought.
You got time for a cup of tea? It's a fresh pot.
Oh, yes, please. Thank you. Very kind. I haven't had time for a drink since lunchtime.
Yeah.
Too busy dusting and vacuuming. I hope you don't think I overreacted.
Not if he was that upset.
Well, Henry's very sweet-natured, but As you know, he does have a temper.
Well...
Helen didn't run enough cold water, Tony, then forgot to test it.
Oh, that's not like her.
Well, she'd gone to fetch his pyjamas and didn't remember about the cold.
Here we are.
And when Henry refused to get in, she thought he was being naughty and lifted him in.
She made him get in?
Only one foot. But when he started screaming, I ran up and found Helen shouting as well.
At Henry?
She never does that.
Oh, no, no, she wasn't really angry with him. She was angry with herself for forgetting.
Oh, Lord.
Rob did his best to calm everyone down, but when Henry started shrieking that he hated his mummy...
Oh, no.
Oh, I felt I had to step in. That's when I brought him over.
Just as well, thank you.
Helen will be mortified.
Our poor.
It's just not like her at all.
And that's what Rob said. We mustn't get it out of proportion. When you're pregnant, sometimes your feelings get the better of you.
They can do.
Helen's never taken her moods out on Henry before.
Well, as I say, she was annoyed with herself, not him.
Help yourself, Ursula.
Thank you. In a way, it's not the shouting that bothers me. Anyone can have a sudden flash of temper. It's the forgetfulness.
What do you mean?
I don't want to make something out of nothing, but there's been one or two other occasions lately where she hasn't been concentrating on what she's doing.
Like what?
Oh, only silly things. Leaving wet washing in the machine, forgetting to buy basics, not taking much care of the house. Oh. I only mention it because I'm slightly concerned about the effect on Henry. I mean, this business at school.
What business?
Bullying the little girl in his class.
What?
Oh, hasn't Helen said anything to you about it?
Make sure every last clipping goes in.
I have. They're all in the bin.
Oh, come and take Adele off me then.
Oh, don't make out you don't like her.
Oh, she's not bad for a ferret. Much nicer than horrible Hercules.
There's nothing wrong with Hercules. Come on.
No, he always looks at me like he wants to take a bite out of my leg.
I wouldn't do that, would he, Adele?
And as soon as you've smuggled her out past your mum, you can phone Adam. Ed?
I know I said I would, but...
No, you've looked up the courses. You can do both of them at Borchester College at the end of the month.
Yeah, but...
Oh, go on. Tell him you're going to get your certificate of competence.
Yeah, but if I do, I'll have to work off the fees.
So?
And put Adam first when there's any spraying work going.
Well, that's good, isn't it? Having people queue up with jobs for you.
Yeah, in some ways.
You said spraying would bring in money right up till silage time.
Yeah, it'd be a decent earner first half of the year, I guess.
Well then. Ed Grundy. Don't tell me it's the word college putting you off.
I always mess up on courses.
I'm not having that.
No, I do.
You're as smart as anyone I know. When you want to be.
It's like going back to school again.
For 3 days.
Yeah, I'd have to do assessments and all.
And what's it say to George and Kira if you don't?
Yeah. All right.
You're going to do it?
Yeah, there you go. You hang on to Adele while I get my phone out.
Thanks again for the tea.
Not at all.
And thank you for bringing Henry over.
Yes.
Tell Helen we'll bring him back in the morning.
Or we can have him longer, if she'd like.
I will. And don't let what I've said worry you. Mrs. Sharman's perfectly pleasant, but she does strike me as being very excitable.
That doesn't excuse what Henry did to Xanthi.
No, but another teacher might have handled the situation better. It was obviously nothing more than some silly name-calling and a little shove. Oh,
Henry still shouldn't have done it.
Oh, he knows that, Tony. He's promised me it won't happen again.
But if Helen's so up and down, and that's making Henry unsettled...
Well, that's why I mentioned it. If we three keep a careful eye on him for the next few weeks, just until the baby's born...
Yeah, we'll certainly do that.
If we make sure he's happy, it's one less worry for Helen.
Yes.
In the meantime, she's getting the best care available. I'm extremely impressed with the midwives.
Oh, Helen gets on very well with them.
The consultant seems to know what he's doing as well. And, of course, you'll say I'm biased, but if you saw how Rob is with Helen...
I know.
She simply couldn't be in better hands. So you've absolutely nothing to worry about.
Don't you go nosing round my hair.
Right, that's it. I'm committed.
I heard.
Adam said go ahead and book the courses and they'll come up with the money.
Well done.
Well, before you know it, I'll be out spraying half a bourse at you.
That won't take long to work off the fees.
Nah.
You gonna take her?
Oh, yeah, go on.
Hello. This must be what it's like for Posh and Bex.
What?
Your side of things is going well with the spraying.
Yeah, if I pass the courses.
Yeah, and it's good for me too. I haven't got a fashion house. But I'm in with the Ambridge Tea Service and that's taking off.
Yeah, it's just like Posh and Bex.
Well, you've got to notice it when you're happy. Or what's the point?
Yeah, you're right.
And it's not just us. George and Kira getting on all right at school.
Yeah, well, not exactly flying.
Well, at least they're not in trouble, like Henry.
True.
Kira says him and Xanthi are always having a go at each other in class.
Yeah. Mm.
And there's your parents and Joe, still made up over being home again.
Well, we just need to come up with something special for Dad's birthday.
Oh, yeah, well, we need to get a move on. It's only a week and a half away.
Yeah, we should have planned it earlier.
We'll talk to your mum and Will and Nick.
Yeah, we've got to do something spectacular for him reaching his old age pension.
Ed!
What?
The pillowcase!
Oh.
It moved again! You never! Hercules!
Well, I did his claws before you came in.
Get him off our bed.
Yeah, he must have snuck into the pillowcase and nodded off.
Grab him!
You're going to have to hold on to Adele then.
You just let me sit there without saying anything.
Good boy. Come here.
Right. You take them out and never bring them back in our bedroom. Understand?
We don't know she's slipped back into eating badly, Pat.
When her moods are all over the place, when she's shouting at Henry for no reason.
Well, yes.
She's so used to hiding it, Tony.
Rob knows what the danger is.
He seems to think she's eating normally.
And he'll make sure she does.
That's what I'm hanging on to. I don't think she's back to where she was when she had to go to the clinic.
Oh, no, it's not that bad.
But something's not right, is it?
No.
When we take Henry home tomorrow, I'm going to sit down with her, make her tell me exactly what's going on.
No, Pat.
What do you mean, no?
If Helen asks us to stay and makes it clear she wants to talk, we'll stay and talk. I'd love that as much as you.
It's what she needs.
I agree.
She's bottling something up. Fears about her body, the baby, I don't know. Perhaps that's why she wants a home birth.
If she wants to talk to us about it, she will.
I'm going to persuade
her. We tried that before, Pat. When she was really ill, it only drove her away.
Oh.
I don't know why she's like that with us. I really don't. But she didn't tell us about the trouble at school. She hasn't rung us now.
I only want to hug her. To let her get her worries out.
I feel the same way. But last time, she only recovered by going away.
It broke my heart, leaving her on her own at Wellborough.
That's where she got better. There's something about the way she sees us when we reach out to her.
Oh, Tony. Oh,
it hurts me as much as it hurts you. But things aren't that bad at the moment, and we mustn't let them get worse.
No.
For her sake and the baby's, we'll be there whenever she wants us.
Of course we will.
But unless she asks, we simply carry on as normal. See her whenever we normally see her. Give her the space she wants the rest of the time.
We're her parents.
That's what she seems so angry about whenever she's like this.
Oh.
Oh, Pat. When Henry was born, it brought me and Helen closer. Perhaps the new baby will do the same for all of us. Until then, we mustn't become part of the problem. Or even make her think that we're so worried.
How are we meant to do that?
We know she's getting the best possible medical help. Rob couldn't be doing any more for her. And if she does need someone to talk to, she has good friends, doesn't she? Kirsty, Ian. Sometimes it's easier to speak to someone outside the immediate family.
I know.
And there's always Ursula, too.
Oh.
I know, Pat, but for Helen's sake, thank heavens they get on so well.
You can follow The Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.